Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 151 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for July 29th is reflect on and identify signs your life is headed in the right direction. List any signs telling you to make a change in your life. List some things in your life which you have yet to determine their significance. Keep reflecting on how those things could be signs and what they are telling you. Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of having a vision. My wife and I love to watch mysteries about real-life stories. Stories that are shown on television shows like Dateline NBC, 48 Hours, or Forensic Files. Sometimes that's even our family time in the evening with the kids. Sometimes our kids say they like to watch them, and sometimes they act like they don't. But watching these shows puts us in detective mode. And for today's challenge, I'd like to talk about being in detective mode with our own stories. This is one of my favorite things to do now with my story. You know, I used to think I knew how my story was supposed to end, and so when things came along and shook up that plan, I would get defensive and worried. I would complain about why things weren't going the way I had planned. I would complain about people and situations that were making things harder on me. And then when my plan and my vision got completely ripped apart, I gradually came to a new perspective. Now, instead of trying to force everything that happens into my plan, I have a vision of the type of person I want to become. But I am letting life shape me, and I'm being a detective to try to figure out how I can use all the people, events, and circumstances of my life to help me achieve that vision. This means I have to look for signs and clues every day, and I have to figure out what they mean. And as I gather these clues, I try to determine if each one is a sign I'm headed in the right direction, or if it's a sign telling me to make a change. And sometimes it takes me a while to determine the significance of some of these signs. But my life has become much more of an adventure. No, I haven't gone on trips to the Egyptian pyramids or sailed down the Amazon River. But every day, I am putting together the clues and trying to piece together the puzzle of all the different factors in my life. And I'd like to share with you four questions that author and speaker John Gordon talks about in his book, The Seed, that we should ask when the signs in our life aren't very clear. The first question is, have I learned all I'm meant to learn in my current situation? So many times we waste opportunities because things aren't going the way we had planned. And so we think our time in a certain job, relationship, or situation is a waste. When a detective goes to a crime scene and can't find the murder weapon, they don't just disregard all the other clues that may help them solve the case. This means we need to have an open mind and not have blinders on to only focus on what we want. The second question is there an opportunity for me to grow there? If we don't find what we want, it is still very likely that we can find what we need. We often complain about how kids act so entitled in today's world, but I think us adults do the same thing a lot of times. We don't lean into the hard stuff and see that a tough experience can help us grow into a better person, and that can help us down the road. The third question is, have I put my heart and soul into the situation to be the best I can be? If we're honest with ourselves, this is rarely the case. And this is why it is so important to practice self-reflection and to get to a point where we know ourselves well enough that we don't need to lie to ourselves. And the fourth question is, have I reached my full potential? In other words, have I squeezed every last ounce out of this situation in my life, and is it time for me to move on? Now, I can't tell you, based off your answers to these questions, what the specific answer for you is in your situation. But hopefully these questions can help us really evaluate a situation before we just jump ship. And sometimes life will give us the answer we are looking for while we are trying to answer these questions. Or sometimes we will have to make a decision ourselves. But what these questions really help us do is write our story from the inside out. It is looking at our principles and values we hold in our heart. It is looking at the path to becoming the best version of ourselves. And it is being a detective to help us discover the gifts we have inside and the best way to give them away to the world. So how about you? What are some signs your life is headed in the right direction? What are some signs telling you to make a change in your life? What are some things in your life which you have yet to determine their significance? Can you keep reflecting on how those things could be signs and what they are telling you? Having a vision doesn't mean we have to have it all figured out. And that can be one of the most exhilarating parts of writing our own story, if we embrace the challenge of being a detective to determine the meaning of the different signs in our lives. Will we make mistakes? Yes, but every mistake is an opportunity to learn and grow and take us closer to our potential, to help us become the best version of ourselves. And if we really want to help our students and athletes become the best they can be, then we must model that effort as well. And when we do that, as a byproduct, we increase our impact on the young people we work with by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.